With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Nikki Haley's stance on staying in the 2024 presidential race.
Nikki Haley is the last major Republican candidate running against Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election, and she says she's not backing down. Haley has yet to win a GOP contest this election cycle, but she's vowed to stay in the running until Super Tuesday on March 5th. In an interview with the AP, Haley says that not enough people have voted in the election for her to back down yet.
Why would I do that when only at that point four states have voted? 10 days after South Carolina, another 20 states vote. I mean, this isn't Russia.
16 states will vote on Super Tuesday for their choice of party candidate in the 2024 presidential race. I'm Haya Panjwani.
It's going to cost more to bring bags on an American Airlines flight. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more on that story.
The fee for checking a bag on an American domestic flight goes from $30 to $35 online, $40 if checking in at the airport. A second bag will cost $45. American last raised bag fees in 2018. American also announced starting with tickets issued May 1st, customers will have to buy tickets directly from the airline or its partner carriers or from preferred online travel agencies if they want to earn points on the Advantage loyalty program. Corporate travelers won't be affected. The changes are part of a long shift by airlines away from using travel agents and paying them commissions and bringing ticket sales in-house. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House says it is preparing additional major sanctions on Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death last week in an Arctic penal colony. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the new package would be unveiled this Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 64 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144. This is SRN News. One Southern Baptist leader is warning that polyamory, otherwise known as group marriage, is the new thing that the left has decided to promote. Dr. Albert Moeller points to a rash of articles in the Washington Post and New York Magazine.
People are working really overtime on this issue. They're really putting a lot of emphasis and they're putting a lot of activity and public relations into this because they're trying to normalize something that, of course, isn't normal.
He says polyamory will probably be in the courts soon.
It's going to demand rights. It's going to demand legal recognition. You're going to have Hollywood celebrities that are going to show up identifying in this way. You're going to have people go to court suing against the privileging, they will say, of marriage limited to two people. You're going to have all kinds of things like this develop.
Last year, Somerville, Massachusetts became the first city in the U.S. to legally recognize polyamory. This is SRN News. Law enforcement agencies have infiltrated and disrupted LockBit.
LockBit is a prolific ransomware syndicate behind cyber attacks around the world. Britain's National Crime Agency led an international operation targeting LockBit, which provides ransomware as a service to so-called affiliates who infect victim networks with the computer-crippling malware and negotiate ransoms. The group has been linked to thousands of attacks since 2019. The operation aimed to steal all of LockBit's data and then destroy its infrastructure. John Scott reporting.
United Airlines says a flight heading from San Francisco to Boston had to be diverted after the plane suffered damage to one of its wings. United says the Boeing 757-200 with 165 passengers aboard landed in Denver on Monday to address an issue with the slat on one of the wings. The plane landed safely. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.